Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker, greeting you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. We thank the Lord for this time that He's allotted to us, for the privilege of being one of His little children this morning. We thank God for His great and many and manifold blessings today. There's so much to thank Him for. Certainly, He's a wonderful Lord and Savior. He blesses us in many, many ways. And boy, when we count up all that He's done for us in this life, it's unimaginable. But brother, He tells us after it's over and we lay down the walks of this life, that the best is yet to come. Well, we got something to thank Him for. Pray this morning that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord somewhere to thank Him for what He's done. If you're not able this morning, our prayer is that God would bless you through the works, the ministries here at the station, that you would be lifted up and fed and blessed through the day. And we ask you this morning, if we invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Our service times are 10 a.m. on Sunday morning is Sunday school. Worship is at 11. And Wednesday evening service is at 6. We have a youth service and a Bible study. And again, we extend an invitation to you today. Stop by and be with us. We'd be glad to have you this morning. If you're not able, lift us in your prayers. We need the prayers of God's people this morning. And so we'd ask you to do that. And at this time, if you would, join us in a word of prayer. Our Lord and gracious Master, we come to you again today, Father. God, seeking your help, your strength, Lord, your leadership and guidance, oh God. Surely this morning, Father, we thank you for the many blessings of life, Father God. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that you were mindful of us, God, that you saw fit to save our wretched soul, Lord. And God, we understand with the fullness of our being this morning that it's not any good that we have done, or Father, what we might accomplish. But, oh Lord, it was just by your grace and mercy how that you stopped by for us one day. And Father, oh God, we're so thankful and grateful this morning. And God, we have much to be thankful for today. Your presence, God, your strength, your guidance day in and day out. Father, we thank you this morning for this great privilege how to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and that to a lost and a dying world. Father, as we come before you this morning, God, we need your help. Father, oh God, we need your strength. Not only to stand here, but God, to walk in this vile and wicked time. Lord, we know this morning how that you're able to provide all that we have need of. Father, not only by faith do we believe, but Father, by experience in our life. To this point, we know this morning, God, how that precious promise that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And oh God, Father, we ask you this morning for those, God, on the beds of affliction, those, oh God, I'm not able to be up and about your business. God, touch them and bless them, we pray. Father, we ask this morning for the families, God, that's camped down by the riverside, waiting for the cross and their loved ones, God. Lord, be with them and help them and strengthen them. And, oh, God, them dear saints, God, we pray this morning that you'd give them an easy crossing, Lord. And, God, we know you'll give them safe passage. And, God, we just ask you to take them and hold them real close and help them slip on over to the other side. Father, oh God, we ask you this morning more than anything that you'd send that convicting spirit out to our people, God. Lord, them that don't know you and are free pardon of sin. And God, that they might come to that saving knowledge of you today. Lord, before it's final and everlasting too late. God, oh Oh, God, help them to see and understand. Father, we know that precious Holy Ghost this morning is able to bring remembrance and understanding. And God, able to penetrate the confusion the enemy plants in their mind. Father, oh God, just bless now, we pray. And Lord, we'd ask you this morning for your children and your church. Everywhere they gather and assemble, and lift up that precious, precious blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. Lord, you be with them there, God, we pray. Father, and this morning we ask you again for the young men and women that serve our country, Lord. Father, lest we forget this morning, God, how that day in and day out they place their life in peril and jeopardy, how that we might continue to enjoy the freedom we do here this morning. And God, and again, bless your good station, Father, we pray. And God, each one that stands here from time to time, Lord, each message that goes out, for the cause and upbuilding your mighty kingdom, God. Father, and at this moment, God, I ask you again how to bless the reading, the teaching, how the preaching of your holy word. And God, your little feeble servant as he stands this morning. And God, give the strength, the spirit, the guidance that's needed, and oh, Father, accomplish that which you intend it to this morning. Bless now the many requests we've heard, God, according to your holy will, for we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to read a few verses today, if I'm able, out of the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. How you continue to pray this morning. Beginning there at the 20th verse. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, was raised again for our justification. And brother, this morning, that's reading there a few verses out of the fourth chapter of Romans. This chapter's about the old patriarch Abraham today. And brother, he's the one that's made mention of here today. And brother, we realize this morning how good God has been to us. And brother, I know today these struggles and trials in this life. Brother, I'm persuaded to believe that there's some suffering goes along with this walk. And brother, God's been good to us today. How can you imagine this morning, if you will, what a blessing it is to be one of God's little children. Brother, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad this morning I've got one I can talk to. I'm brother, one I can call on. I'm the wee hours of the morning. I'm brother, I know sometimes folks try to get a hold of me. Maybe I'm not home. I'm brother, like most today, I carry a cell phone. I'm brother, sometimes it just doesn't work. The reception's not what it ought to be. I'm brother, but I'm glad this morning. I'm brother, there's one you can always reach. I'm brother, one that's always ready this morning. Abraham was acquainted with him. I'm brother, and he believed what he had to say. I'm brother, I'm glad this morning. I'm brother, if my salvation, I was dependent on my qualifications. I'm brother, if it was dependent on my righteousness, Lord, I'd be left out today. But thanks be unto God, I believed upon him, that died for my sin. Yes, my friend, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God this morning. I'm brother, some will say, preacher, how do you really believe God will save an old sinner? I'm brother, I believe it. I praise God, I've experienced it this morning. I'm brother, I don't have to think it so. I know it to be a fact this morning. God save me. I'll ride out of the pits of hell this morning. I'm brother, I was lost and undone. I hell bound. I'm brother, a sinner just as sure as there ever was one. I'm a brother, God save me. And I'm here to share with you this morning how that he's able to save you also. How can I be sure? I'm brother, because Jesus paid the price. I'm brother, he was delivered for our offense. How many sins of the of mankind did he die for? I'm brother, if I read and understand the word, he died once and for all. I'm brother, he paid that sin debt. In full this morning, what the blood of the bulls and the goats couldn't do, how the blood of the Savior did. I'm brother, once and for all, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I'm brother, Abraham believed God. Do you believe him this morning? My Bible tells me, I'm brother, that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. Do you believe that this morning? Preacher, I believe it. I want to. I'm brother, my Bible goes on to say that that he that believeth from the heart and confesses with the mouth, I'm brother, shall be saved. This morning you've got to get down honest and earnest with God. I'm brother, you've got to believe him staggering not. I in unbelief. I'm brother, one of the tools of the enemy. Somebody will say, why, preacher, I've never done much wrong. You reckon I'm all right? I'm brother, I'll say this, and I want you to be under, to be clear about it. It don't amount to a hill of beans, what I think about you. I'm brother, it don't amount to a hill of beans about what this one said about you. I'm brother, all that matters this morning, has the blood been applied out of your heart and life? Abraham believe God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. I'm brother, the righteousness of Christ was imputed unto him. Not by his deeds of work. You read this chapter carefully. Abraham, I didn't receive the promise after the circumcision, like some would tell you. After you do this, then you can be saved, brother. You read this. Abraham believed. I received the promise when he was yet uncircumcised. Brother, I received the promise when I was lost and undone. Brother, when I went down out of that watery grave, I was already born again. I blood bought. I'd already received the promise. I'd already become an heir and a joint heir. How with Jesus Christ? Why? Because his righteousness was imputed unto me this morning. I ask you to stagger not at the promise of God, but believe today with all your heart. Trust him this morning. He'll save you just the same as he did me. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.